This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today announced that the government will soon bring a national counter-terrorism policy and strategy to fight terrorism. Inaugurating a two-day anti-terror conference organized by the National Investigation Agency, NIA, in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said in the last 10 years, since Prime Minister Narendra Modi took charge, the government has adopted a strong approach against terrorism. Mr. Shah said a strong ecosystem has been developed in the country to fight against terrorism in the last 10 years. He said there has been a 70% reduction in terrorist incidents from 2014 to 2021 in comparison to the period from 2006 to 2013. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the decision to implement One Rank, One Pension was a significant step towards addressing the long-standing demand and reaffirming the nation's gratitude to its heroes. As the scheme completed 10 years today, in a social media post, the Prime Minister said the initiative was a tribute to the courage and sacrifices of the veterans and ex-service personnel who dedicated their lives to protecting the nation. The Supreme Court today held that recruitment rules for appointment in government jobs cannot be changed midway unless it is prescribed. A five-judge bench, headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, held that rules of the game once set before the start of the recruitment process cannot be tinkered with midway. The bench also said that the selection rules should not be arbitrary and be in accordance with Article 14 of the Constitution. The External Affairs Ministry today said that the India-United States partnership is multifaceted and special. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to President-elect Donald Trump and conveyed to him that India is looking forward to further strengthening the India-US comprehensive global and strategic partnership. Mr. Jaiswal said, India and the US will work for the betterment of the people and to ensure peace and security. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh and Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation of Zambia, Mulambo Haimbe, co-chaired the sixth session of the Zambia-India Joint Permanent Commission in Lusaka, Zambia. During the session, both leaders reviewed and discussed cooperation in various sectors, including agriculture, education, defence and culture. Both sides also appreciated the growing momentum in bilateral relations and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen bilateral ties between the two countries. In Jharkhand, despite Chhath Puja celebrations, leaders of both the NDA and the India bloc are engaged in holding election meetings across the state in support of their party candidates. Addressing people at Hazaribagh, senior BJP leader and union minister Annapurna Devi said, people of Jharkhand are unhappy with the misrule of the Hemant Soren-led government in the state. On the other hand, senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Kalpana Soren held a public meeting at Khunti. Leaders of the Congress, the RJD, the AJSU and left parties are also addressing poll rallies in different parts of the state. The Jharkhand Assembly elections will be held in two phases, on the 13th and the 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. In Maharashtra, campaigning is on in full swing for the Assembly polls as the election date is approaching. 288 constituencies will go to the polls on the 20th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted the nation on the third day of the Chhath festival today. In a social media post, he wished that this great festival brings happiness, prosperity and good fortune to everyone's life. In Bihar, the last rites of renowned folk singer Sharda Sinha were held with full state honours at Patna today in presence of a large number of fans. The eminent folk singer passed away at the age of 72 on Tuesday at Ames in New Delhi. Sharda Sinha's music is celebrated with festivals, especially during Chhath. Meanwhile, the four-day festival of Chhath is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety in the country. Devotees who have started the 36-hour fast will pay oblations to the setting sun this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.